Well, if I had to use the term, I'd probably say Mexican-American.
Okay. What would you call... Oh, do you know the derogatory names for those people?
Oh, yeah. Spicks.
Okay. What else?
Greasers.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. What about other names for people who are actually born and raised in Mexico?
We refer to them as wetbacks.
Okay.
Because they're slipping across the river.
Uh-huh. Are those people who actually live here now but weren't born here?
Called wetbacks?
Yeah, uh-huh.
No, not the ones that were born here, you mean?
I mean, who are the wetbacks exactly? Are they people who actually live here now?
No. They might live here, but they'd be aliens. They'd be here illegally.
I get it.
That's wetback.
Okay. Do you know of any other names for a Democrat?
For a Democrat?
Yeah.
No.
What about a Republican?
Okay. One of them is donkey and one of them is elephant, but they're called Democrats or Republicans.
Okay. What about hippies?
Another name for hippie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. What would you call somebody of the same sex who, you know, maybe you grew up with and you've known him forever, and he'd be the person that you might tell your problems to or something like that, and, you know, you're good friends, would you?
Buddy.
Okay. What would you call somebody who was sort of a substitute parent for someone, like if somebody's father was always gone or something, would you?
Well, what would it be? A godfather or something?
Okay, is that an official sort of thing or unofficial?
Well, sometime it is kind of official, you know. I mean, some denominations and churches usually when a child is born, well, they'll have one of their friends, they'll pick them out to be the godparents of their child. And I don't know whether you mean that or someone that just through association has...
That's what I sort of mean. Through association.
The substitute parent. I don't know another name.
Okay. When you were growing up, were there several children that you played with regularly, like in elementary school?
Yeah, I can think of that.
Would you call a group of kids anything? Would you say you were... I mean, I don't mean like a nickname or anything like that, but I mean, was there what sort of a name?
Oh, you mean like a gang or something like that?
Is that what you would call?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any games that, usually teenagers play, I think usually boys, any rough word games where it's sort of a contest where a speaker tries to, one person tries to make it up an insult that's worse than the one before?
No, I never participated in that game.
Okay. Do you know the name for that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When a new kid moved into the neighborhood, especially like a younger one, did they have any kind of initiation or anything they did to him?
No, I've never participated in it, but a lot of times it seemed like that new kid